Live from New York. No, live from Mobile. It's Bible study time. Anyway, I brought my Bible, but you know, I may not even use it today. Which, I have never done that before. I mean, actually, I will use it, but I won't open it. I get a kick out of Joel Osteen. Now, I've been tuning him in for a minute here or there for, I don't know, I guess 5 years or whatever. I have never seen the man open the Bible yet in 5 years of preaching on international television. Sometimes he'll make a reference to a verse. He'll say something like, you know, like Jesus said to Peter, something or another. He'll make a reference to a verse. Never opens the Bible. He starts off the program, they all hold up their Bible. This is my Bible. I can do what it says. I believe what it says. I can do what it says I can do. And you know, all of that kind of stuff. He goes through every. And then he puts down the Bible and he never opens it once during his sermon. Never. I mean, maybe he has. I'm saying I have seen him probably hundreds of times. I have never seen him open the Bible.
He don't raise his voice either.
Oh, no. No, when you're teaching the feel-good religion, you want to get as many cozy people as you can get.
Who are you talking about?
Joel Osteen.
Oh. Joel Osteen. Anyway, I'm doing something a little different today. For me, anyway, it's difficult for me to understand anything over in some place or some position or some time in history if I have no frame of reference. You know, first I have to have a frame of reference. And so that's what I want to give us today, a little bit of frame of reference, dates. The one thing we always hated in school, you know, memorizing dates. But some dates are important, and we really should know them. Just like you know, we have a frame of reference as to where we live. We live in Mobile. Now, some of you guys live over in Florida, and Kathy lives over in Mississippi, and so on. But we have a frame of reference. We live on a street. Well, first of all, in a house, on a street, in a subdivision, in a town or a town area, in a state, in a position of the state, north or south, among other states, you know, Florida's on this side, Mississippi on the other, and so on. And then this is in southern USA, and we are in the United States of America, which is in North America, which is paralleled on each side by the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, and then where those oceans end, you have Asia and Europe and Africa and Australia down there, of course. Yeah, so we have this frame of reference. Then the Earth, we know the Earth sits out here in space, but has a moon going around it. And then further out, there's the planet Mars, you see, and then there's Mercury, and then there's, you know, your Venus, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and no longer Pluto, but that little ice thing out there they used to call a planet. And this is all part of a solar system which revolves around the sun, our sun, okay? That's our solar system. Now, where are we from there? Well, you go further into space, you come to the nearest star besides ours, which is?
Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centaurus, all right? Which is how far from the Earth? Well, first of all, how far is the moon from the Earth? Does everyone know? All right, wait. We'll have a little fun with this. How many think it's more than 10 million miles to the moon? Raise your hand. More than a million miles. More than a million miles, okay? More than a million miles to the moon, okay. Aren't you so lucky you came here to have this class today? You know, I used to... Nah, I shouldn't say that because I don't sound like a chauvinist. But I already opened my mouth, so I will. Women have their own peculiar talents. My wife is very good at doing stuff like filling out forms, booking a flight, on the internet and stuff. Keeping me on time, she just said. I mean, she's just very good at all this kind of stuff. But now my wife is different. My wife is very mechanically inclined. I mean, like, she could take apart a pocket watch probably and put it back together. But most women can't. When it comes to mechanical things and spatial things, sometimes they don't. And I don't know what the reason is. I have known any number of women who thought, when they're reading a roadmap, women give a woman a roadmap and she starts to panic because she doesn't know how to interpret it. You're going up Interstate 95, whatever, and you want to go over to a town here off to the right, okay? So there's a road, a highway 212 goes off the right to that town. You want her to tell you where you turn and which direction on what route. And in many women's minds, or at least several that I've known, let me put it that way, when it says right on a road map, in actuality, that's like in a mirror. It means you actually turn left to fulfill what the map says right. Has anybody ever heard that besides me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Gordon says. Okay. I was kidding. When I was just out of high school, I dated this girl once. And she was a fun girl, and her parents were lovely people. And, you know, in fact, her parents were so much fun. We didn't go out by ourselves. We always went out with her parents because they were more fun. But anyway, I was kidding around her once, and I said, how far is it around the world? Now, she graduated from high school, but probably wasn't paying attention like many. And she thought about 350 miles. People, it doesn't even hit them that, wait a minute, it's almost that far to grandma's house, you know, and we haven't left the state yet. Okay, so, but anyway, now several of you said you thought it was over 1,000,000 miles to the moon. Denny, how far is it?
I don't know, 144,000.
No, okay, 180, isn't it 186,000?
Something like that.
187,000. What is the speed of light?
186,000 miles.
Yeah, 186. I think the moon is 187,000 miles. Speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. How many feet in a mile?
5,280.
Hey, very good, Harry. Okay, so now, how far is it to the moon? It's about a twelfth, about a twelfth of 1,000,000 miles. How far is it to the sun?
93 million miles. That's what I was thinking about when I said...
Yeah, you were thinking the sun, I said the moon. Yeah, 93 million miles. How long does it take the light from the sun to reach the earth?
About 7 seconds.
No.
Someone else? Who doesn't know how long it takes? Let's be honest. You don't know. Okay, I will say... Okay, somebody said seven seconds. Okay, how many think it takes 7 seconds? 7 seconds. How many thinks it takes more than an hour? Okay, anyone else? Actually, it takes about 7.5 minutes. Now, how can you prove this? Well, you can't exactly, but you can come close to it. If you're someplace where you watch the sun going down, when the bottom of the sun hits the horizon, okay, you time it. By the time the top of the sun hits the horizon, it'd be about 7.5 minutes. And then, of course, takes 7.5 more minutes for that last sun to reach the earth. And then you have this twilight zone, you know, where it's kind of diffused light and just slowly starts to go away. Okay, and how far is the closest star to the earth next to the sun?
3.5 light years.
Yeah, or four, I think, about four light years. In other words, you have to travel, what do we say the speed of light is? 186,000 miles per second. Per second. Let's see, that's roughly seven times around the world per second for 4 years to get to the closest star, which somebody's been asking me the last few months about aliens and spaceships and all this stuff. And I said, there's no such thing as a spaceship, something made out of material like aluminum, shaped like a saucer, that's going to fly here from an alien galaxy someplace. Why? It's too far. Take thousands of years. Many years just to the closest star. But our closest stars, they're not known to have any planets. So you get out there, you find a star out there that has planets. Boy, you're too far away. You can't make it in the spaceship. So that's the end of the aliens. Finished. No such thing. So today, I want to give you a little frame of reference with dates concerning mostly Bible chronology, but of course a few other things too. And I'm just going to hit a few big dates that we really should all know. Then I'll hand out my notes, which I thought I'd put this together in about 45 minutes. It took me four and a half hours last night, another 4 hours this morning. It took me 8.5. I said, wow, why did it take me so long? But it did. So anyway, so now we're going to look at a few dates so we have a frame of reference, because some of you are just going to be off the chart. Okay? Now, according to... We're not going to talk about creation, you know, because I'm not going to get into the length of creation days, you know, were they eons of time, so on and so forth. But we're going to start with Adam and Eve. As far as genealogy, chronology goes, which again may not be all that accurate, because when it says so-and-so begat so-and-so, quite frankly, and now if it says he begat so-and-so and he said unto him, you are my son this day, you shall take a wife of this. He's actually speaking to him. You know, well, that might be an actual father. Son. But, you know, sometimes if it says so-and-so begat so-and-so, that could have been hundreds of years later. I mean, he did begat him, you know, through, but not a direct son, you see. Same way in the genealogies of Matthew, for example. Ah, see, I will. I don't want it ever to be said. I had a Bible study and didn't open my Bible. Come on, Ray. Let's go to... you don't need to go there. I'll go there. Matthew. And you notice in the genealogy, most of you probably knew this, but in case you didn't, it says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so, it goes all the way through there. So, again, there are those that would say, but that doesn't necessarily mean in the very next generation, you see. Now, it talks about there, all these generations are so many. That is the generations that were named. All these generations that we named, that we've given personal names to. That doesn't necessarily mean all the generations that existed in between there, but all that we have now named, all these generations are so many generations. Now we go over to Luke's account, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Wow, who is that? Is that Stumper?
No.
Okay, chapter 3, verse 23, Jesus himself, being about 30 years old, as it was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Mathat, and so on. Now, if you notice, was, of, is in regular Roman print. But the son of, or the son, is in italic. So, that's not in the manuscript. So, he was just of this person. Not necessarily the direct son of. Okay, all right. Now, did any of you read my emails concerning, you know, people ask about, you know, you all read those emails. How we have two different genealogies, that Joseph was the father of two different people, and Mary came from two different lines, when actually there is an explanation for it. Okay, now, let's look at some dates. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now, when, according to genealogy or genealogical chronology, when was that? I'll throw out a couple dates. We're going to deal with BC dates, which means before Christ. Or now that, of course, they don't use BC and AD. What do they use today?
BBC.
Yeah, BCE and BC, before the Common Era, and after. Okay, era, E-R-A, era, not E-R-R-O-R, era, before the Common Era. So they want to make an arrow, and an error out of Christ's era. Okay, would turn Christ into a neutral, nothing era. And of course, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's like what's that agency that fights everything?
ACLU.
Yeah, the ACLU. It's like, we got to get Christ. What do we need him in there for? You know, to start our dates. So, BC, before Christ, when was Adam created? When we do the genealogy, is it about, let's do it this way. Is it about 3,000 years BC, 4,000, or 5,000? Do we have anybody for 3,000?
No.
4,000? 1? 5,000? 5,000? 5,000, okay. And then we have 2,007 years AD, right? That would make us at 7,007. Wrong. Actually, it figures out to right close at 4,000. Bishop Usher puts the creation week at the same time as Adam at 4,004. But to keep it simple, here's what I did. I put the dates. If the date is exact, then you just see the date. If that's as exact as archaeologists, historians, and so on can put it. If it's longer than 4,000 years, I'll put a little plus sign after. Or a little less, I'll put a minus sign. I mean, if it's 1, 2, 3, 4 years, more or less, I'll just put a little plus or minus. But I want to stick to these big numbers, because if you start 3,974, I mean, that's hard to remember. But 4,000, see, you can go over this thing in your head, you know, just a few times a week for a while, and pretty soon you'll start to remember these. Or here's something else you can do. You open your Bible, you put Adam and Eve, you put about 4,000 BC. Right in there, see? Then as you look up these scriptures from time to time, you say, well, I wonder when this was. Oh, well, I know. When did Jeremiah speak? In Isaiah, I've got a thing in the margin of Isaiah in the beginning when he started, you know, and Ray said something about, then after that came Jeremiah, and he's, you know, and you have a frame of reference again, see? Now, for example, if I say, when did Isaiah prophesy? Anybody, I'm not going to give you multiple choice. Somebody tell him. Pat, Kat, when would you say Isaiah prophesied? Just give me any number.
Like
500 BC. 500 BC? Okay. Harry, would you want to give me a number?
700 something
BC. 700 something BC? Bob, what would you have?
1,000.
1,000? I think I have that. I don't have when every prophet was born and so on. It's just, I don't want to get that many numbers for you, you see. Too many numbers. So, but I thought I might have. Do I have my... I thought I only had 3 pages. No, I printed it out. I found that I had 4 pages.
It says in here it's about 680 BC, or prior to 680 BC.
Yes.
That's from the King James.
Some of these dates now. I'll put the exact date that I have from some of my timelines, you know. And sometimes I won't use that because there are various dates on some of these things. Some of them are only put it a year off one way or the other, you know. And then you have this. Some will say, well, Assyria conquered Israel in 721, whatever. But they didn't conquer them in 1 year, you see? It was like a 4-year siege. So do you count it from when they first invaded, or when they kind of took control, or when they were finally totally defeated? So you may have a four-year spread there. So it depends where you want to put the emphasis of when was it? When was Israel defeated, okay? All right, Harry's just about on it, on Isaiah, okay? Let me just pick a couple other things. Let's see. Here would be a good one. Just big events. Adam and Eve was born. Okay, then we come to the flood. What year would the flood be? See, in my mind, I always rounded this up a little bit higher to another figure in my mind. But
2000 BC.
2000. Anyone else give a? Anyone else? No.
I think it's
like 3. 3. Okay. Anyone else? Nope, nobody wants to venture a guess. Kathy's pretty close. It's about 3. No. Yes, the flood. Yes, about 3. Actually, the date is... No, I'm sorry. You said 3,000. Now I'm thinking 23. See, in my mind, I always remember the flood as being 23, not 3,000. 2300 B.C., okay? Because I do that. I put, in my mind, I think... the flood is 2300. It's actually 2285 or whatever. But I put it 2300. That's easier to remember. I know Abraham was born in 1995 BC. I just happen to remember that. But before I remembered that, in my mind, I think, put it 5 years. I put it even 2000, you see. The flood is 2300. Abraham born 2000. It's easier to remember, and it's only off a couple years, and quite frankly, do we know for sure that they're right on anyway? So, see, I'm not teaching you these dates so you know the exact date. I'm teaching you for just so you have a frame of reference, so you know whether it was 2,000 years before Christ or 1,000. See, that's a pretty big difference. 1,000 or 3,000, that's a big difference, see? So I just want to... you know, give you a general frame. Okay, so we have Adam and Eve at 4,000, and the flood at 2885. Now, the reason I use 2385. Yeah, not, did I say 2285? 23. Well, 2300 is the one I used to use. And they don't all use these same numbers. They vary. So, one of the more reputable sources I think I have places the flood at... no, I was looking at the wrong one. All right, 2285. 2285, and I always upped it 15 years in my mind to 23. So we have Adam and Eve... 4,000, and then the flood, right about 23. So that makes the flood, and you figure backwards, how long did Adam and Eve and his descendants go until God wiped the earth out? See? I mean, most of you would never know. Well, now you know. It's about 1,700 years. Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? 1,700 years. Now listen to me. This is where it gets amazing. How many pages of history... do we have on those 17 centuries? About, let me see. I'll tell you how many pages we have. That was probably about 4. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4.5. We have 4.5 pages for those 17 centuries of human history. 4.5 pages, that's all we have. Now, archaeologically, they may have dug up some pre-flood cities, okay? They think they have indeed, you know, because they've been covered in like 20 feet of mud. And how in the world would a city be covered in 20 feet of mud, except there was a huge flood of mud to cover a city 20 feet in mud. Come on, okay? So when they go that far down in the ground and find a city or a temple or a house, they know pretty much assured that this goes before Noah's flood, okay? All right, so we have Adam and Eve. They lived for 17. Adam and Eve and his descendants lived for 17 centuries, and then the flood came. Now, I'm also going to give you, on the right, this is all in the left margin of your notes. On the right margin, I'm going to give you just a few interesting things. Not necessarily big battles of Europe and stuff like that, but mostly to do with the Mideast and some places scattered. Just something interesting. Like, okay, so Cain murdered his brother. How long do you think after Adam and Eve were created did he murder his brother? That's close. It's 100 years. Exactly 100 years. They put it at 3,900. I have no plus or minus there, do I? Oh, I do have a slight minus. So maybe a couple years less, maybe like 38, 94 or something like that. Okay, he murdered his brother. Then 2 years after that, in 3,700 AD, we are told by archaeologists that something was invented. I just put these in for fun.
The wheel?
The wheel, exactly. The wheel. They put the wheel at 37, archaeologists and history, at 3700 BC, which would be before Methuselah was born, okay? Okay, so now we're sticking with the big dates, though. Just a couple of them, then I'm going to give you your notes. So, in 3000... give or take a few years, someone died important. And if you don't think about these things, you never think about it. You think about when something started, but you don't think about when it finished. What happened about 1,000 years after Adam and Eve was created? Adam died. He was, 930 years old. Yeah. Okay. And this is what they, about 3000 BC is where they date the Bronze Age. Okay. Of course, I suspect they had bronze before that, Tubal Cain worked in bronze. And here is at the time that historians say that cuneiform writing was developed at Sumer in Mesopotamia. But again, these are their dates. They don't line up with the scriptures because I don't think that came into being until after the flood, maybe. But who knows? Now, let's see, another big date. Okay, when Abraham, we ought to know when Abraham was born and lived, okay? This is an important date. I already told you. Anybody remember it?
1995.
What? 1995, just remember the year 2000, okay? Year 2000. He was born a year after, I mean, a hundred years after Adam, 1,000 years after Adam died. Okay, I'm going to skip some of these. What I did, they're all in a kind of a plum color type. And then what I consider really important dates, the one you really need to zero in on so you have at least a scattered skeleton of dates. I put those in red. Now here's an important one I put down because of something that started to happen in 1777 B.C. Something began to spring up or come about or...
Babylon.
What?
Babylon?
No. Oh, Babylon was much earlier. I doubt anybody would guess this. In 1777, Jacob and Leah start having the children of Israel.
That's when they start bearing sons. He had six children in 7 years. He had six children. So I mean, they spaced them out pretty close, didn't they? Six children in 7 years with Leah. And then, of course, he had Rebecca and, I mean, Rachel and a couple other wives. Let's see. All right, here's a date for sure we got to know. And that is, when did Moses lead the children of Israel out of Exodus? In that same year, they celebrate the Passover, and they receive the Ten Commandments. Anybody want to venture when the Exodus was? We know that the children of Israel started to be born at when? What year? 1777, right? So that's when Israel came about, but now we know then they lived a while, and then Joseph went down to Egypt, you know, and then they came down because there was a famine, and then after a while they were given land down there, and they prospered, but then they were put into captivity for a long time, right?
And then, over 200 years before they left.
Okay.
That would bring us down to 17, down to 16, 15, something.
Yeah, actually it's longer than that. It brings us down to 1275. Uh-huh. There are a couple of different times given in the scriptures. One actually says a whole lot less in the book of Acts, but I have an explanation. That's a wrong translation in the King James. That's why it makes it sound like it's 165 years or something, and it's way off. 1275. And now this, let's see. Okay, now another important date. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the date this time, you tell me what happened. So they came out of Egypt in 1275, right? Then what happened in the year 1000? 1000 BC. Something very important.
Adam died?
Huh?
Didn't you say Adam died?
Mm-mm. No, he died way sooner than that. Adam died in 30, a little more than 3,000 years, 3,000 years. Now we're down to 1275. Israel comes out of Egypt, and then in the year 1000. Okay, let me help you out a little bit here. So I want you all to be thinking, you know, thinking history, thinking Bible. Okay, so when they came out of Egypt, remember Moses and Aaron weren't allowed to go into the Promised Land. They went in, they crossed the Jordan, and what was the first thing they did when they crossed the Jordan? Anybody know? A big event. They could see what they had to do when they were on the other side, up on the mountain. Then they crossed the Jordan, they did it. What did they did?
They had to conquer that...
There you go, Harry. Jericho. Yeah, you got it right. They conquered Jericho.
Yes.
Well, then they had to conquer... They were supposed to conquer the whole land, you know? Drive the people out. The Philistines, the Canaanites, the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the whatever sites. And then they were ruled by... Who ruled them then, all those years? Who was the ruler?
At that time it was judges.
Very good. The judges, okay? Joshua, and then, you know, when he died, it was judges, okay? Ruled for quite some time. And then in the year 1000, okay? Something happened. Something different in the ruling of government of Israel. Something different happened. What?
Went to Saul.
King. Went to a king. But there was first a king that is not considered so great. Who was whom?
Saul.
Saul.
Yeah.
But now we come to the year 1000. What happened?
Well, You're going to say David.
Yes. Yes. King David. Okay, so that's an important date. The year 1000, King David ruled. Now here's where, if you remember some of these dates, it's easy to keep stuff in mind. David ruled for 40 years. Then who ruled?
Solomon.
How long did Solomon rule?
Long time.
40 years.
40 years.
Huh? See, so some of these are kind of easy to put together. David started in 1000, ruled for 40. He died. Solomon ruled for 40. Okay? So remember the year 1000. Remember that David and Solomon each ruled 40 years, if you want to remember that. Let's see. Looking for the important dates. I don't have many in through here. I wonder why. Nothing important happened. Well, it did, but I didn't have them as just primary dates. Okay, then we come up to the year around 3 or 4 B.C. We have an important date. Come on!
Christ was born.
Christ was born, yes. And I don't want to get in all the arguments. Was it? Some put it all the way back to 6 or 7. Some put it at the year 0. Okay, now you understand there is no year. Let me try that again. There is no year zero. Okay, but there should be, right? When you go from minus one to plus one, how many years is that?
Two.
I mean, it's 1 year this side, 1 year that side is 2 years. Okay, but year one is the second. Going into the second year, okay, forward, AD. Year 1, BC, goes back to the second year, BC, okay? So how can the dividing line be plus and minus 1? I mean, that can't be the dividing line. You have to have a year 0.
So it's 3 years, count 0.
Well, no, actually, from BC 1 to BC to AD 1 is 2 years. You have 1, then you go 0 is 1 year, 1 is 2 years. But you have to, yes, it's 3 if you count it 1, 0, 1 is 3, but we're only talking, how much is the space in between? 2 years. But the way they date things, it's always AC or BC, you know? I mean, BC or AD. And they're virtually never, I don't even know if you can find ever, where somebody dates something as year zero. But there has to be a year zero.
It was an after the fact dating system, anyway.
Exactly. It wasn't when Christ was born. When Christ was born, and all the historians said, okay, now everything before this time is going to be called BC. Before what? Before that little baby over there in the manger in Bethlehem. Well, what does he have to do with dating? Well, just trust me, it's an important event. You know? So, okay. All right, and I have another important date, which would be 30 AD or thereabouts. 30 AD. AD, now not BC, AD. Well, I prefer to call it the resurrection rather than the crucifixion. But, you know, they both happen, you know, in that year. And then another very important date, 70 A.D. That's as far as I'm taking this. 70 A.D., what happened?
Fall of Jerusalem.
And
their captivity.
Oh, you know what I've... Oh, yeah, okay. Well... No, but I think a lot of people think of 70 AD is the fall of Jerusalem. It's the fall of Judea. See? They wiped out whole towns and villages before they ever got to Jerusalem, you know. And so they decimated the whole area, you know, not just Jerusalem. That's why Christ didn't say, you know... When you hear of wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff, you know, flee to the neighboring towns and cities. No, flee to the mountains. Because he's going to get those towns and cities too. See? All right. Now, with that said, I'm going to hand out the sheets. Okay. All right. Oh, okay, you want to hand them out for me, Kathy? Thank you.